is. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Gossip. Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
I'm so excited. Dolly Parton is re-releasing her song Light of a Clear Blue Morning, but this time Lainey Wilson, Reba McEntire, Miley Cyrus, and Queen Latifah will be joining her. Yes! Every dollar is going to help fight pediatric cancer. And legendary vocalist Celine Dion amused fans by revealing the contents of her handbag on social media.
Dog food, I got a little dog. Beautiful medicine. Mentos. Hand cream. It's one of my favorite. Birodeau Blanche. Lipstick. I got my own microphone. Just in case something happens, people ask me to sing happy birthday, I'm ready. You know, it takes a lot of to get the microphone and pretend that you are on.
Do you believe in love to love?
I believe.
She's awesome. The new Scream 7 teaser is giving fans hope that Matthew Lillard's character Stu is still alive and has been locked up at a psychiatric hospital.
She said everybody dies, but us, everybody dies. But us, we're going to carry on and plan the sequel, because let's face it, baby, these days, you gotta have a sequel.
He's not shown in the trailer, but he's been confirmed to return in some capacity. Jimmy Kimmel recently appeared on Colbert where he was asked, what do you think happens when we die?
The two of us?
Sure, well, we'll be
represented. You're going to heaven. I don't know where I'm headed. But I feel like there's like a positive energy field that you become part of. That's what I think it is. That's, I mean.
That's nice.
We'll find out eventually.
Sure.
Yeah, you will. We all will. A new Avengers Doomsday teaser brings the Fantastic Four together with the Wakandans. And Chris Noth appears to have endorsed a social media comment trashing his Sex and the City co-star, Sarah Jessica Parker. Y'all, I've been telling you about her for years. I'm just saying. Jessica Simpson, who recently separated from Eric Johnson, the former NFL tight end, not the guitarist, shut down speculation about joining The Bachelorette.
I have options. I'm good.
It would be huge ratings.
I don't care about that,
she says. Trevor Noah will host his sixth and final Grammys next month, and the trailer has been released for Vanished. It's about Alice and her boyfriend Tom, who mysteriously vanishes from a train in France, thrusting her into a perilous maze of lies and hidden truths.
My boyfriend's missing. Please help me.
There are three major reasons people disappear. Work, money, and relationships.
You could never do that. There has to be an explanation for all of this.
Yeah, that's Kaley Cuoco. You heard it right. And the series premieres February 1st on MGM Plus. I don't even know what that is. Timothy Busfield has surrendered to police to face charges and said the allegations are all lies and he plans to fight them and be exonerated. Still giving the ick. And I got a dirt alert. In typical Brat Pack fashion, Kiefer Sutherland was arrested Monday morning for allegedly assaulting and threatening a rideshare driver in Hollywood. He was booked and released on a $50,000 bond.
You know, it was an incredible experience. I do believe the story is unresolved.
Yeah, it is. He's scheduled for court on February 2nd. That's it. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. You're welcome.